And you've surely noticed how many things in the digital world are free: search engines, games, news. Today, we continue to look at the ways in which free is changing how companies do business. Consumers love a price of zero, and many come to expect it. For businesses, though, that can be tough on the bottom line. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on two companies with two different approaches.
Seattle-based Big Fish Games is indeed a big fish in its industry. It distributes more online games than anyone else, about a million a day. Company founder Paul Phelan says the company's approach to customers is based on a very simple idea.
We call it try before you buy.
You can try almost any Big Fish game for free, and many remain free forever. Phelan says games like Bubbles open in an internet browser, and you can play as often as you like.
You can hear the bubble popping sound. We're shooting little round paint bubbles at other little round paint bubbles and trying to match colors. This game probably costs the developer somewhere between $5,000 and $20,000 to build, and it can be supported by ads, and it is.
Its large audience brings in advertisers, and those ad dollars cover the cost. But ads alone won't pay for cinematic and highly produced games like Drawn: The Painted Tower.
In a world shrouded in darkness, in a town bleak and trampled,
the game costs more than $1 million to create, and the audience is limited, so you have to pay to play. Or take another game, Faunasphere. You can play for free, but there are add-ons. Things like extra animals make the game more fun, but you have to pay for them. This approach to pricing is called freemium. Some content is free, premium content is not. At some companies, a small number of paying customers essentially subsidize the free riders. At Big Fish, the model is more complicated, but it works. The company has grown from one employee to 400 in the past 7 years. 3,000 miles away in New York City, Dane Atkinson favors a more old-school approach. Atkinson is CEO of a company called Squarespace.
It's a publishing platform on the internet that thankfully charges all of its customers.
That's right. Squarespace is proud to charge businesses, bloggers, and others for publishing tools to create websites, even though there are companies providing similar services for free.
We began with a free model. Anthony, who's a founder, was under a lot of pressure from the community at the time to say that everything has to be free. And he quickly realized that it just seemed like the wrong equation. So he started charging. And what it's allowed us to do is really build a model that caters to those customers and not feel any of the pressures that the free business model puts against you.
They don't have to worry about or appease advertisers who are footing the bill. Because customers at Squarespace pay a monthly fee for hosting and other services, the company can provide customer support 24 hours a day. Free sites supported by ad revenue can't afford to do that. Atkinson says privately held Squarespace is very successful, but he says some so-called experts still prod them to offer a free service.
And we know the reason we're succeeding is because we don't. So every time a book comes out or people expound on how free is the only way to go, it gets our hairs standing up. There is another way to run your business.
Running a digital business is tricky, and finding that sweet spot between free, freemium, and paid may be the difference between success and failure. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about free and the music industry.